This is All Things Considered. From NPR News, I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There were more tough questions today for Virginia Tech administrators about whether they should have known that Sung-hui Cho was mentally unstable and dangerous. Back in the winter of 2005, Cho was accused of stalking two women and then was admitted to a mental health facility.
We have several reports in this portion of the program, including the latest on the crime scene investigation. We begin our coverage with NPR's Jeff Brady in Blacksburg, Virginia.
At today's news conference on campus, reporters pushed hard. The strain began to show in the voice of Christopher Flynn. He directs the campus counseling center.
Every mental health provider that I know works extremely hard to make sure that this does not happen. So I know that I would do anything I could to prevent this, and every mental health practitioner who ever worked with Mr. Cho would have done anything they could to prevent this.
Still, questions remain about whether the university and mental health providers did enough. The school's associate vice president for student affairs, Ed Spencer, says Virginia Tech employees followed procedures in handling stalking complaints against Cho. And beyond that, Spencer says, Cho had five on-campus roommates.
And none of them expressed any concern to us of any violence, danger, or whatever.
One of those roommates, Karan Grewal, was asked by a reporter if he wishes he had done something.
I'm just scared to think that maybe if I would have intervened with him, it would have made him angrier and reacted against us.
Grewal says most of the other roommates have gone to be with their families. He plans to be back at school on Monday because he wants to return to his routine. For students on campus, last night's release of a video sent to NBC was the big news. Signs have begun showing up around campus, directed at reporters. One reads, "Virginia Tech, stay strong. Media, stay away." Some families of victims canceled their appearances on NBC's Today Show this morning in protest. The network says its decision was not taken lightly and that the videos provided an important look into the mind of a killer. Steve Flaherty with the Virginia State Police says the contents of the package Cho mailed to NBC on Monday morning should have been kept from the world.
I'm sorry that you were all exposed to these images.
Flaherty says this is the kind of thing only investigators should have to look at. A day later, police have had a chance to closely examine the video, photos, and writings, but Flaherty says there isn't much that's useful.
Now, while there was some marginal value to the package that we received, the fact of the matter is, we already had most all of this information.
Meantime, we're learning more about Sung-hui Cho each day. In an interview with the Associated Press, Cho's uncle said as a young boy, he was a worry to his family. He was so quiet, they thought he might be mute. And schoolmates say Cho's speech problem and shyness made him a target for bullies. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Blacksburg, Virginia.